Having fall back was a huge boost for us. It gave everybody a little extra lift. Mostly one of the best players out there, knowing the transition of the teams and the game at the right. And on top of it, we played really well. A great emotional boost for us.
People always talk about Paul and his ability to score, but tonight, really, the little thing he was really contributing to you guys.
I think the things that people think about Paul is, the first thing you know about him is that he can't score basketball, but I think the scoring overshadows a lot of the small things that we do. Very, very good teammate, personal friend for a long time. Very, very high basketball IQ. Very talkative on the court. He knows how to play and is willing to get the ball up to his own. And, you make sacrifices like that, and you're Pete Pierce. It impacts everybody. Like I said, it gets overshadowed sometimes by the scoring.
In the overall team effort defensively, can we just address that?
In the third quarter, I thought we did a better job of just turning up the energy, taking away the passes, and then taking the turnovers and
Ainge talked earlier today about the teams not quite being in sync. Could you sense tonight that the teams coming more in sync and the more reps you get?
I can tell y'all, man. It's not easy just, coming into a gym, getting a group of guys together, putting a scheme and a game plan that's not for the whole year, and then going out executing. It's very difficult, but it's what it is, and we'll adjust to it like everybody else.